You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
By British police, the 10-year-old mistakenly wrote during his English lesson that he lived in a, quote, terrorist house, which caused concern for authorities. The child meant to write that he lived in a terrorist house. Teachers didn't realize that he made a mistake and police were called. They interviewed the boy and searched a computer at his home. The family is now demanding an apology from police and the school. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning at 11:03. It is 31 sunny degrees in Flemington, and it is the calm before the storm. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And then Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Snow mainly after 7 p.m., low around 23, chance of precipitation 90%. And on Saturday, snow with a high near 30 and another 90% chance of precipitation. But I'm using my thought powers that Jim Thatch has taught me, and I'm thinking it down and out.
Wait a minute, it's going to snow on Friday, Saturday? I didn't hear that.
No, because I'm using my mental powers to push it down and out. Not that I wish any ill on the people of Philadelphia or Washington, D.C., but...
Just in case we do get slammed, Jennifer, and people lose their power, how does the library help you in that situation?
Basically, if we're open and we can get in and we have power.
We will be open.
Jim Thatch will be there.
But you're I live right around the corner. Have to be to keep the library open, Jennifer, I'll do it. It's the kind of guy I am.
You can stop and get the key at my house.
So what did you say the forecast was currently for us in Flemington?
I'm just seeing snow. I don't have any accumulations on my forecast.
What kind of forecast is that?
National Weather Service.
You got to take a chance, Jennifer.
You have any forecasts over there?
I'm saying it's going to be less than a foot for us.
Well, I like your weather forecast.
6 to 12, probably closer to 6 would be my guess.
You're excellent.
But the wind could be the problem for us. I hear it's supposed to be very windy.
Windy, yes. So we'll see. All right, we'll be right back with the library show after one more commercial.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is the Glenn Frey song you chose.
I knew you were going to complain about it. This is the Glenn Frey songs I remember. Besides, you would have made fun of my first.
Were you a big Eagles fan, Jennifer? No, obviously.
I liked the songs, but they were like, I heard them. I wasn't aware of them at the time they were popular. I was more aware of this or
got it.
The Beverly Hills Cop song.
Was this from a movie or a TV show? Was it Miami Vice? I think Miami Vice was another one. Smuggler's Blues or something like that. Well, good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. Is he drowning me out?
No, he's not drowning you out.
The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, New Jersey Makers Day will be held at the North County and South County branch libraries on Saturday, March 19th. We'll give you details on how to become a demonstrator. It's not too early to start talking about Comic Fest coming this summer to HCL. Here's what we know so far. We'll tell you what we know so far shortly. Kind of worded that one wrong. Jennifer wishes she could swim like dolphins. Like dolphins can swim. Indie flicks, hidden gems, adult programs coming up in January. Museum pass information. Oh, programs coming up in January and February, Jennifer. Museum pass information and much more on today's library show.
Tell me why I want to swim.
Good morning.
With the dolphins. Good morning.
I've made an allusion to something. You don't know that line from a song?
I don't.
It's a David Bowie song.
Is it?
Heroes. It's from the song Heroes, Jennifer. Well, you don't know? Do you know that song?
I
don't. Oh, okay. It's a great song. Listen to it. Actually, go. My tip for everyone out there: go to YouTube. David Bowie, probably maybe 10, could be 20 years ago now. He did a request show on some on TV, where live request show, and he played Heroes, and the best version of Heroes I've ever heard. Very rocking. Like, it starts different. I like it a lot. So on YouTube, Heroes from his Request Live show.
Okay.
Are you really going to do it, Jennifer?
Yes, I will. As soon as I get back to work.
So welcome to the Library Show. Like Jennifer has alluded to, Glenn Frey, and unfortunately, Pat, when did he pass away?
Tuesday? Wednesday? I've lost track.
Earlier this week.
Monday or Tuesday? Monday, I guess. I heard it in the car.
So very sad. He was the, Don Henley said, Don Henley's another Eagle, Jennifer.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. Said he was the driving force behind the Eagles. There would have been no Eagles without him.
Yes.
So very unfortunate. He was 67, I think.
If he had been 69, it would have been very creepy.
It would have been creepy.
So our apologies, Jim Thatch's apologies, Don, Glenn Frey.
Why?
Because last week you said there had to be one more. I would
and
like
Glenn
to
Frey took the bullet for that one.
That's right.
He's saying I cursed someone to die.
Yes.
Someone famous.
I'd like to welcome our new listener Morgan, who did in fact listen last week, and she is encouraging her boss Lou to listen today. So I hope Lou is listening. Lou actually, I think, wants to come on the
Morgan
show.
Morgan might get fired after. Lou doesn't like what he hears.
No, Lou loves what he hears.
Okay,
it's
let's
really
move
a great
on.
Boss.
We have some programs at the library this week, starting with tonight at the North County Branch Library, Tuning Fork Healing Sound Concert. Now, that's unique, Jennifer. A concert with tuning forks. Is that what I'm saying? Or is that what I'm hearing? Will they play Freebird with tuning forks?
I think it's more like a singing bowl sort of thing.
This is with Scott Hartley. Sympathetic resonance influences the mind and body to relax and enjoy the sound of these pure tunes. Just doesn't read at all. Of the Tuning Forks. It's led by Scott Hartley. Scott Hartley has a B.A. in
B.A. in philosophy and an M.S. in natural medicine, in which he is currently completing
See?
His doctorate.
You screwed up. Tag, I'm it now. He studied the use of tuning forks with Dr. John Belew. Is that
the
bear?
No, I corrected the...
So Tuning Forks, this is a unique program. We're making fun of it, but we don't mean to, Jennifer. When you hear Tuning Forks, we're drawn into a still point, and my wife firmly believes in this, and our nervous system shift into a new tone. So the body, this is holistic medicine once again, which is that, all the rage these
days. Does Lori know about tuning forks?
Or? I'm sure she does.
Oh, but she's never discussed them with you.
No. Okay. I don't think we own any. She meditates, though. I don't think, some people might need the tuning fork to meditate.
They might. Because I know when we used to have the singing bowls, people would say that they needed to, it broke up plaque and broke up things in your body.
Correct. And there's a lot of people kind of lost, faith is the word in this. Holistic medicine has been around for, eons or whatever. And now people are realizing there's some truth to all this stuff.
Yes.
And it's starting to help. Okay, Jennifer, next Tuesday, January 26th, you have another program.
For tonight, we sure do at the headquarters library.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it?
It's the kickoff of our Adult Winter Reading Club, which will be from January 21st through March 31st, and it's Read a Latte. And it's a lighter version of the Adult Summer Reading Club. So stop at the headquarters library at 7 o'clock tonight or go to our website, hclibrary.us/AWRC, for details.
Will there be refreshments?
There will be hot chocolate and donuts, I hear.
Very nice.
And then some of the library staff will be there to do some book talks and talk about their favorite books and give you some...
Including you?
No, I'm not. Was not invited.
That wouldn't stop you. Why don't you show up as a surprise guest? Bring the book that you wrote the little thing on the inside cover.
It's called a blurb. And can I tell you, I got a handwritten letter from Sweden in the mail on Tuesday from the author. Then
don't they have pens in Sweden or something? Why is that so unique?
She wrote it by hand. Like, she didn't just send me an email, hey, thanks for the blurb. She took the time and hand wrote a letter in pen and ink and put a postcard
in
it.
Did you frame it? Next Tuesday, January 26th at 7 p.m., the Garden Club meets again. This is at the North County Branch Library. Oh, we have one more program before then. I'm sorry, Jennifer, go ahead.
But has it been postponed yet?
Oh, possibly postponed, but what is it?
At the North County Branch on Saturday afternoon, part of the winter concert series, Saturday winter concert series.
This is truly a winter concert.
Yes, the Long Hill String Band, American Heritage Music, and more. It's scheduled for 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, but I'd give the library a call.
Good chance that will be postponed. So.
Right, because the winter open house at the South County Branch Library has already been postponed until January 30th.
Yes.
So
be there or be square.
Give the library a call about that.
Yeah, so good chance. Where would they learn that it was postponed, Jennifer?
On our website, hclibrary.us, or give the library a call, 730-6260.
Or probably on our Facebook page, too.
Perhaps.
No?
I don't know.
If it's canceled, by tomorrow?
If somebody remembers to tell somebody to put it on, sure.
Very cryptic of you, Jennifer. Okay, the Garden Club, once again, the importance of pollinators in your garden will be the topic of discussion at the Garden Club meeting Tuesday, January 26th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. This is a drop-in club. Feel free to come on by. The speaker will be Jeannie Jeremiah, who will be giving an interactive overview of the Million Pollinator Garden Challenge. It was a project that began in 2013 with the goal of educating both gardeners and the public in the need to grow our sadly declining pollinator population, as they provide one-third of the food we eat and are an incredibly important component of our interconnected society. Hello, run-on sentence. So what the heck did I just read?
I have no idea. Never mind.
So if you want to, so they're saying we're not growing as many pollinated-type plants. Like, what would be an example? I thought they were mostly flowers.
Yes, but I guess perennials that...
But we don't eat those.
No, but you need...
Are vegetables pollinated?
Some of them are. Like, tomatoes need to be pollinated.
Oh.
Squash.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't know. String beans flower,
so
too.
If you're like me and you need to learn a lot more about this, stop by. Once again, it's Tuesday, January 26th at 7 p.m. at the North Cannon Branch Library in Clinton, New Jersey. All these programs, Jennifer, I talk about are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, click on the events calendar on the lower right corner.
And if you're at the North County Branch Library on Tuesday night and you're a friend of the Hunterdon County Library, you might want to stop in the Grandin Room on the second floor, where the book club will be talking about The Miniaturist by Jesse Burton. On a brisk autumn day,
that sounds interesting.
1686, 18-year-old Nella
Ortman, shrinks.
arrives in Amsterdam to begin a new life as the wife of an illustrious merchant trader, Johan Brandt, because back in the late 17th century, trade was very thriving, and, you know, the Netherlands was a thriving trade city, a trade country.
It's not anymore.
Not like it was in the 17th century, you know, tulips and flower and bulbs.
All right, get to the meat of it.
Her splendid new home is not welcoming. Johan is kind yet distant, and sort of like you, Jim, and leaves Nella alone with his fearsome sister, Marin.
That's a random shot.
Nell's life unexpectedly changes when Johan presents her with an extraordinary wedding gift, a cabinet-sized replica of their home. To furnish it, she engages the services of a miniaturist, an elusive and enigmatic. Thank you. Artist whose tiny creations mirror
and they fall in love.
Real-life counterparts in eerie ways. Johan's gift helps Nella pierce the closed world of the Brandt household, but as she uncovers its unusual secrets, she begins to understand and fear the escalating dangers around them. It was a pretty cool book.
You read it?
I did.
Okay, we have two programs on Wednesday, January 27th to wrap up next week. First at the Huntington County Library, our first concert of 2016. Echo del Sur, Jennifer. We've had them in the past. That means Echoes of the South, and this is a group that plays a wide range of styles and rhythms influenced by the pre-Columbian Spanish and African cultural heritages. They play a myriad of instruments, a must-see concert. Once again, Wednesday, January 27th at 7 p.m., free and open to the public, as are all our programs. So hope to see you there. And then also at the North County Branch Library on the same night, if you don't like music, which probably less than 1% of the population, Jennifer. Introduction to Homeopathy with Varenghini, Cindy Rosenville. What's a Varenghini?
You wrote it. I didn't.
Would you like to learn how homeopathy can help you? What is homeopathy, by the way? This is another holistic thing, Jennifer. Do you get results you want from taking your homeopathic remedy? If I say homeopathic. So anything of that form, and it is in the next sentence. So I apologize. Are you asking the right questions to select the right homeopathic remedy? If you want to know what homeopathy means, I suggest going to this show on Wednesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. It's with, once again, Cindy Ronseville, who is a Varenghini. So you'll learn a lot more than I know about this. Judging by the picture I used, Jennifer, for the flyer, this is like natural remedies for illnesses.
Yes, that's using herbs and...
Yes. Okay.
All right, I think it's a really good time for a commercial break, so we'll be right back after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Sadly, the link to our music for Today in History is no longer working. So I'll look for something else while Jim Thatch starts.
Okay, it's time for Today in History, and I have the wrong piece of paper in front of me. This week at every time, every time at this week, Jennifer. This is what I meant to say. I asked Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be January 21st, and also some people that were born or who died on this date. See if Jennifer knows who they are. I know who they are. Does Jennifer know who they are? Let's go back to 1861 first, Jennifer. Civil War trivia for you. On this date, January 21st, who resigns from the United States Senate?
Somebody from the South.
To start a new job.
Jefferson Davis.
Very good. Good deduction.
Thank you.
Did you know that, or are you?
I deduced it.
1954, Jennifer. The first nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Nautilus, is launched in Connecticut by the current First Lady of the United States. Which was whom?
1954. It's one of two women. Mamie Eisenhower.
Correct. You are on a roll, Jennifer Winberry. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1977, President Jimmy Carter pardons nearly all of these American Vietnam War, how can I say this? He pardons all these Americans from the Vietnam War. Why did he need to pardon them? What did these Vietnam War veterans do that they needed to be pardoned?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got that out okay.
I'm not sure, and I don't want to hazard a guess.
No? I would love to hear your guess.
No, yeah.
They were draft evaders.
Oh. Okay.
That went to Canada.
Okay.
Letting them all back. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
I guess so, right? Yeah. Okay, Jennifer, in 1738, now we're in the born or died section of our...
Okay.
Ethan Allen was born on this date in 1738.
He led the Green Mountain Boys in Vermont during the Revolutionary War.
Very good.
And he has
Battle of Saratoga, Battle of Bennington. That's all I know. Okay, 1824, Thomas Jackson was born.
What year?
1824. He died in 1863. That might give you a hint.
Thomas Jackson. Oh, Stonewall Jackson.
Stonewall Jackson is correct.
The Civil War general.
Very good.
Thank you.
1924, Benny Hill was born.
He was a British comedian.
Correct.
Kind of risque.
He had a risque TV show, yes. Can you name a movie he was in? He was in a famous child's classic.
No. I want to say Babes in Toyland, but I don't think that's... No.
But toys, he played a toy maker in this movie. So you're on the right
Pinocchio?
Track.
No, incorrect. That would have been Geppetto.
He was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, okay.
He was the toy maker that hid the family when they came looking for the children. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1940, the Golden Bear was born on this date, January 21st. Golden Bear. Any idea?
Is it?
Famous athlete?
Oh, no.
Famous golfer?
No.
Jack Nicklaus. Oh. You know who Jack Nicklaus is.
I do, but I've never heard that before.
The Golden Bear. Well, now you know, Jennifer. In 1942, Mac Davis was born.
Mac?
Mac, M-A-C.
He's a musician, but a singer. I can't tell you one song he did, but...
A singer.
I'll know it when you say
it. Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Okay.
You remember that song?
Yes, I do.
From the 70s? Okay, 1950, Billy Ocean...
Caribbean Queen. He was
You know Billy Ocean.
I know Billy Ocean.
Shocking. I thought that was going to be an for you.
He was an 80s singer, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's...
I thought you stopped in 1960.
No, but I was a child of the 80s.
You were indeed, Jennifer. In 1956, Robbie Benson was born.
He's also a singer.
This is somebody you had a crush on, didn't you?
No. What did he sing? Tell me.
He's a movie star, but he did sing. Actually, I know him as the voice of the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. So he sang in that movie.
Okay.
I don't know what else he was in. 1956, Gina Davis was born.
She is a movie star. She was in Tina Louise. No, not Tina Louise. What do you call it? And Louise's
Tina
day off.
Louise was
the day off.
Ginger and Gilda's
I know.
Island.
Who in Louise's day off? She was in The American President.
Louise's Day Off? The American President, that
on
was.
On TV. No, there was a TV show with a female president.
Oh.
She was in the movie about the girls' baseball team.
Very good. A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own.
She was the star of that. You're thinking of Thelma and Louise. Correct. Very good. That is indeed Gina Davis. She was also in Beetlejuice.
See, I'm not that smart, Morgan.
Morgan stopped listening a long time ago. And Lou probably listened for maybe 30 seconds. Okay, Jennifer, died on this date, but right in your wheelhouse here. Jackie Wilson, 1984.
Jackie Wilson. You mean dead people being my wheelhouse, not Jackie Wilson.
Dead
being,
people.
I don't know.
Yes, Jackie Wilson was a singer. Lonely Teardrops from the 50s? No? Jackie Wilson? That's a shame, Jennifer.
It is.
Also died in 2002 on this date. And my final one for you is Peggy Lee.
She was a singer.
Hmm.
She sang Fever?
I believe so, probably. I know her for singing this.
She sings a Christmas song.
That's Brenda Lee.
Oh, Brenda Lee. I don't know. No. Peggy Lee did a Christmas song.
Probably. She's a singer, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's a good chance. That's like saying she sang a song with the word the in it or something. What's your point?
There was one that they were playing a lot.
I know her as she was the voice in another Disney movie, Lady and the Tramp. She sang a song called, and I think she wrote this song, actually, called He's a Tramp.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
I do.
Can you sing a few bars?
I absolutely cannot. And I'm going to say this, and then you're going to ask me, and I don't know what year it was, but today would have been my grandmother's birthday, too.
How would I know the answer to that?
No, because you're going to say, what year was she born, and I don't know the answer to this.
Well.
So, but my sisters and I like to harass
that's
my...
That's not important. So tell me about your grandmother. What do you remember most about her? Your father's mother, your mother's mother?
It was my father's mother. She was so cranky. Oh, my goodness.
Where did she live?
She lived in Staten Island.
Okay.
She lived in Brooklyn first and then Staten Island.
Well, that could be part of the crankiness.
Oh, yeah. I'd be cranky if I lived in Staten Island, too. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about your grandmother. What did she like to do?
Smoke.
Did she have a job?
She smoked. She drank coffee. She'd always have, like, coffee cake.
What's your best remembrances of your
grandmother? She was a secretary at the Catholic school up the road in Princess Bay. She never drove, so she would walk.
Never drove. Never went to college, probably. Did she?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Jennifer, this is your grandmother. What was her name?
Mary Agnes.
Mary Agnes?
But my sisters and I always, like, harass. Like, my mother's mother, on her birthday, we always call and say, oh, you know, how you doing? We're thinking of you today. And we harass my father, and we call him and say, oh, I hope you're doing okay today, Dad. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's not a sentimental type.
How old was she when she died?
I think she was 87.
All right. Well, let's do the math.
She died in 2003. So she would have been 90 in 2006. So maybe.
Good long life.
She could have been 100 years
God
old
bless
this year.
Her.
Yeah.
Did she like to do things with it? What was she like around the holidays?
My grandmother, she used to cook everything like beyond.
See, now we're getting good positive memories.
She would cream all the vegetables at Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And like cook the turkey until it was beyond.
So these aren't good.
It was kind of funny because one year, I don't know if it was tacitly agreed on or not, but my father and his sisters and their spouses ate every last piece of food that was on the table, and she kept fussing she hadn't made enough, but like the creamed onions went, the creamed cauliflower went.
Oh my, how the heck. So what were her dreams, Jennifer? What were her aspirations when she was a young girl? What did she want to be like when she grew up?
I don't know. We didn't really talk a lot.
Okay. Mary Agnes, God bless you. Okay, how did we get on this? Was this the thing you had for me?
No, because today's her birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Okay. The thing I have for you, and I tried to explain this to you earlier this week, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Oh, is this spoonerism?
This is a spoonerism. And it's based on...
I have to explain this.
I will. It's based on... I don't know who made it. Last Thursday's New York Times crossword puzzle was based on spoonerisms of the Beatles. They took Beatles songs and they spoonerized them.
Oh, I would have loved that.
I know.
Kara would have loved that.
Well, go do it. So spoonerizing is taking the first consonant sound of a word and switching it with another consonant sound of another word in the sentence. And it makes two new words. The sentence still may make sense or not quite.
Okay.
So the example I gave you was you missed the history lecture.
Okay.
Okay. You spoonerized that, and it said you hissed the mystery lecture.
Okay. That's nonsensical.
Pretty much, but you get the...
Yes.
So the first three ones I'm going to give you are the ones that were in the puzzle.
Okay, Beatles songs?
They're Beatles songs. And I'm just going to get, rather than trying to give you the clues that they gave, I'm just going to give you them and you sort out which song it
okay.
is. Okay. Tray Dipper.
Day Tripper.
Paper Rack Biter.
Paperback Writer.
Lee Shoves You.
She Loves You.
Right. So then I went through a list of Beatles songs and I spoonerized a bunch of them.
Okay.
Most of them do not make as much sense.
But they're spoonerized, officially spoonerized.
Correct. She's Heaving... Oh, no, this one was also
She's
in the puzzle.
She's Leaving Home.
She's Heaving Loam. That one was also... Okay. Lenny Payne.
Penny Lane.
Ricket to Tide.
Ticket to Ride.
Bet It Lee.
Say it again.
Bet It Lee.
Oh, Let It Be.
Dove Me Lou.
Love Me Do.
All Lie Moving.
Walleye Moving?
All Lie Moving.
Oh, All My Loving.
Maybe You're a Rich Man.
Maybe You're a Rich Man.
Mad to Be.
Bad to Me?
Yep.
That's a Beatles song, Bad to Me?
I don't know. I went down the
Probably.
List.
They must have.
Told Me Height.
Hold Me Tight. Good song.
I Want to Hold Your Wand. Hand. Wait, I Want to Hold Your Wand.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I'm Too Sired. That's what Smarty Jones says.
I'm Too Sired. I'm So Tired.
Max Tan.
Tax Man.
You Mike Lee Too Much.
You Like Me Too Much?
Yep.
Very good. I'm a spoonerism expert.
You are a spoonerism expert, Jim Thatch.
So whoever invented that, Jennifer, had too much time on their hands.
I know.
Had that doesn't spoonerize very good because two and time are the same, start with the same letter. I was going to spoonerize that sentence.
Moo touch.
Too much time on their hands is actually sung by whom? How about that for trivia?
I'm singing it in my...
Too much time on my hands.
Rolling Stones? No.
Looking for Sticks.
Sticks. Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I went down on the lower level yesterday in the library.
And the lower level was dry?
Yes, it was. There was a bear. There was a beer crate.
It wasn't dry then, obviously.
No. There was a bear. There was an owl. And I forgot.
A stuffed bear?
Mm-hmm. A little...
Like full size?
No, it was a cub.
Oh, somebody killed a cub and stuffed it?
I don't believe they killed it. I don't know if it was just a real one or... I don't know.
What kind of maniacs are at this library?
Well, I was wondering that. And there was a representative from the Parks Department, a naturalist. And he brought in some of New Jersey's animals and was talking about how these local animals survive in their environment. And the kids could get up close. And he was really engaging. He was a really good speaker.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
I didn't get it. I know. Karen, if you're listening, please call. But he was one of the park's naturalists. And they do a lot of programs with us. They do a lot of programs. So if you're in a scout trip or something and you're looking for a program, give the Parks Department a call. They're very reasonable.
Yeah, we used to have he's probably not there anymore, Don Friday. Remember
yeah.
him?
No, he's not because I
he
tried to
get him
back.
He used to come all the time with the programs.
He was an ornithologist, a bird guy. And I think he was, last time I contacted him, he was down in Cape May County. At the Audubon Society down there, and he wasn't coming back up to do a program at the library. But yeah, they do a lot of good programs, so definitely get in touch with them.
Very good. It's 11:35, 25 minutes, and Jim Gannell will be here at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. Quick look at your weather. It's going to snow this Saturday, just in case you didn't hear, just in case you're hibernating like that little bear cub was before somebody pulled him out of his den and stuffed him.
don't think that's quite what happened.
So be prepared for the storm. The thing anywhere from 6 inches to a foot or so around here with high winds. So be safe. That's my advice to you. Get some milk and bread. Why milk and bread?
I have no
idea. Do people need milk and bread when it snows?
Have you ever heard the milk and bread guy?
No. What is the milk and bread
guy? There's a milk and bread guy. It's on YouTube, I guess. He's a comedian, and he does this milk and bread thing.
I'd be getting
a New Jersey comedian.
Like good snacky food.
Yeah.
You think ShopRite is like a zoo right now?
I'm sure it is.
All right. Well, I got...
It's Vicky Potato.
This is what I got. I got salt. Oh, this is him? The bread and milk man?
I gotta get the bread and milk.
And he's like...
I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get...
This is his first
time. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and...
It's not snow.
They said
snow.
His
name is Vicky Potato.
I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my God!
That's good. That was very timely. I like that.
You like that?
Yes.
So do you have bread and milk for the weekend?
No.
You don't have kids anymore, so.
Lori doesn't drink milk. Lori drinks soy milk. So we don't have any milk in the house, and I don't drink milk at all. No, I would buy snacks. Why would you buy?
You used to drink chocolate. There was a rumor at the library one time that you drank chocolate milk.
I do. Used to drink it all the time. But now I can't, or I have to lose weight, Jennifer.
That's the beer, Jim, not the chocolate milk.
It was the chocolate milk. Trust me on that one. Trust me on that one. I love chocolate milk, too, but I can't drink it anymore.
So tell me about Maker's Day.
Oh, you want to go to Maker's Day first? Is that where you want to go with this, Jennifer?
Let's go to Maker's
New Jersey Day. Maker's Day, like I mentioned at the top of the show, is March 19th, 2016. What Maker's Day is we invite artists, inventors, robotics fans, craftsmen, anyone that enjoys demonstrating a project and teaching others. We invite you to join us and share your creative activity by demonstrating and letting others participate in the making. Individual small businesses, schools, and clubs are invited to join us on this special day at either the North County Branch Library in Clinton or the South County Branch Library in Lambertville. Over 150 library schools and colleges throughout New Jersey are hosting activities on March 19th to promote collaboration for innovative hands-on learning experiences. So if you want to learn more and if you want to be a demonstrator in our Maker's Day at either the North County Branch or South County Branch Library, we have the registration form right on our webpage. Let's go right to our homepage, hclibrary.us. Click on the link or click on the exhibitor. I think it says exhibitor form or something.
It says exhibitor application.
Application.
And that'll take you to an online form you can just fill out.
Fill it out. That'll email to us, and then we'll contact you and tell you all you need to know. So if you are an individual or a club that would be interested in demonstrating, we invite you to help us on this fun day, Jennifer. So once again, it's March 19th. That's a Saturday. So hopefully the weather will cooperate, which I think it will by March 19th. I don't know. Easter's early this year. Does that make any difference weather-wise?
Not really.
Easter. I have a feeling March, since we had such a temperate December, March is going to be brutal.
Well, last year it snowed the night before, and there were 3 or 4 inches that morning, but it was easy to clean up. The morning
for last year's Maker's Day.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have someone demonstrating how to snowplow. Okay, Jennifer, I want to talk about our museum passes. We haven't talked about these in a while. In case you didn't know, in case you're a little bear cub living in... Okay, I'll stop making that point. The library lends museum passes out just like we would a book or a DVD or a CD. So you can come to the library. We have a select group of museums where you can get free passes. For example, the Grounds of Sculpture, which is probably our most popular one in Hamilton, New Jersey. If you want free passes for that, just stop by the library. We'll give you a pass that admits 4 people, which is easily probably a $50 value, Jennifer.
I think so.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. If you're even out of county and you want a library card... That pays for half your library card right there, right?
It does.
Am I exaggerating?
You're not, because the library cards are $90 a year.
Right.
So you reserve 2 museum passes. You reserve Two passes to the American.
And then you get everything else the Hunterdon County Library offers, what we talk about on this show week after week, which is too numerous to mention. We leave a lot of stuff out. There's a lot of stuff we offer besides the programming and the services. Everything, Jennifer.
Everything.
Okay, other museums in our program right now are the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. We have a pass that admits two people. The Stickley Museum in Morris Plains. Doesn't say how many. Oh, two adults and any child under 18 are admitted free to the Stickley Museum. The Red Mill Museum Village. Mm-hmm. Pass admits two adults and children under 18. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York. A pass that admits six people, Jennifer.
Correct. It does not cover the Space Shuttle Pavilion. And you do need to bring your library card with your pass.
And the Intrepid, if you don't know, is a battleship. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
The Da Vinci Science Center, another popular one in Allentown, PA, not far away. You can get a free pass for two adults and up to four children. Nice family day in Allentown. Where would I suggest eating in Allentown if you were going to go to the museum?
Allentown? Did you say Allentown?
What's that from?
Lullaby of Broadway.
Really?
From 42nd Street.
They talk about Allentown, PA?
Yeah, the young woman says, show business just isn't for me. I'm going back to Allentown. And then Jerry Orbach says, Allentown? Did you say Allentown? I offer you the chance of a lifetime, and you say Allentown?
Wow, you know that play well. Very good. I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so that's Da Vinci Science Center. I can't remember any good restaurants in Allentown off the top of my head. Sorry. Battleship, New Jersey in Camden. Pass admits two adults and three children. Guggenheim Museum, Jennifer, in New York City.
That one's really good because if there's more than two adults, it's two adults and three guests. And then it's half price tickets for any additional guests. So if you've got a large group,
huge.
It's a good deal.
Huge. This is all free with your Hunterdon County Library card.
And some of these museums, many of them are supported by the Friends.
And then we also have discounted tickets available through our website for the following. Diggerland, which is in West Berlin, which I hear is very cool, where you actually run construction equipment, which is every kid's dream. Right? Every kid, every boy anyway, I guess. But I don't know. I think girls would equally have fun.
I would think so. Ask my parents about the hole we dug in their backyard one year.
Why don't you just tell me about it, Jennifer?
We dug a big hole in my parents' backyard one year.
Why? You were trying to go to China.
She wanted to be an archaeologist.
Did you find anything?
Probably shards of things.
You just don't remember. How big of a hole could you bury a body in it?
It wasn't very... It was, you know, the swimming pools you...
Could you bury a small bear cub in it?
Oh, you sure could. I used to have a third sister.
Oh, that's great, Jennifer. The Crayola Experience is another museum that we offer discounted admission tickets to. That's in Allentown. Oh, that's in Easton, I'm sorry. And then Sahara Sam's Oasis, an indoor and outdoor water park, also in West Berlin. I'm assuming very close to Diggerland.
I think it's connected to Diggerland somehow.
So, once again, our webpage has all this information, hclibrary.us, if you have trouble understanding what I said, or I talk too fast, or
Jennifer,
you want to read at your own pace, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and I believe right on the homepage is a link for our museum pass brochure. And then come on in, and what you do is you reserve it online, correct?
Up to 90 days in advance.
You reserve it online. There's a handy calendar. You pick your dates that you're going to go, reserve the pass, come pick it up, bring it back to us like 2 days later.
No, the next day.
The next day?
You pick it up after 2 o'clock, the day before you're going to use it. You go use it, and you bring it back before noon the next day, so the next person can use it. Simple.
Very good. Okay, we're ready for our last set of commercials, and then we'll have 10 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show.
Welcome back. I just was reminding Jennifer that on an earlier show, I made a prediction from 20 years ago. We had a very similar summer because my daughter was born. So I remember the weather exactly. A very dry summer. So I predicted that that winter 20 years ago, we had a huge snowstorm on January 6th. And so I predicted that, but I wasn't right on, Jennifer, but it looks like I'm going to be pretty close.
You're pretty close.
Because it was a blizzard, and that's, we haven't had many blizzards between then and now.
We have not.
So, I'm right on, I can't remember what happened much after that, though. I think it snowed a lot that winter, though, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't have a lot of sleep after that, because my daughter was an infant.
Can I just point out, I just got a message on Facebook. Lou and Morgan are listening.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Lou and Morgan, get back to work. Don't they serve? Aren't they open right now for lunch?
They probably just opened a little while ago, yeah.
Oh, they did? They opened it at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Do they have breakfast there?
Only on weekends.
Why don't you give them
Sundays
a shout-out for their place?
Lou's the manager of the Old Country Buffet in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, right across from the Oxford Valley Mall, and Morgan's the cashier there. And the staff there is just, for the most part, they are so friendly and so welcoming. They're really
good.
Great.
So you highly recommend the Country Buffet, you called
mm-hmm.
it?
Old Country Buffet.
Old Country Buffet. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Do we have any buffets in Hunterdon County anymore? We still have a couple of them.
Is the Indian Buffet still open, or did that close on Route 12?
I think that closed a long time
okay.
ago.
No.
There used to be the buffet up by Clinton.
Oh, is that still a buffet?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I don't know, go to Clinton a lot.
Neither do I.
Okay, Jennifer, I have in front of me the list of indie flicks. This is the program we started last year, Jennifer. Was that correct?
Yes, last May.
Last May, where we have free movies. So that library card you got to get all the museum passes also work for free movies that you can stream on your computer through our website. So I have a partial list of movies we have. Jennifer conveniently has three book lists of hidden gems that can be found on IndieFlix. The Hustler, which is the classic starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason about Minnesota Fats, and I forget, Eddie Felsen was Paul Newman's. We have a lot of Hitchcock, Psycho among them. Duck Soup with the Marx Brothers, Jennifer. The Kid with Charlie Chaplin. So a lot of classic movies. You're into classic movies. Jennifer's got you covered with these. Nosferatu, is that about, is that Dracula?
Yes. And if you look on our website, usually once a week we highlight a movie. I know, on Facebook. We do a Facebook post. There's a David Bowie feature right now.
Oh, a movie that he's in?
Yes. A documentary about him.
Divorce American Style. With Dick Van Dyke and Debbie Reynolds. I don't think I've seen that one.
No?
Man with the Golden Arm. That's Frank Sinatra, one of his popular movies. 39 Steps, another Hitchcock. Hitchcock again, The Man Who Knew Too Much. That's with Jimmy Stewart, I believe. No, it's not. It says Peter Lorre, but I thought that was Jimmy Stewart.
I don't think so.
The Man Who Knew Too Much. Look that one up for me, Jennifer. I'd be willing to bet on that one. Jane Eyre. Moulin Rouge, the original in 1952. The Magnificent.
You are right. It's Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day.
Thank you very much. Que Sera Sera came from that movie.
Is that the movie it came from?
It did indeed.
I don't even see
you
Peter Lorre.
Peter
listed.
Lorre.
I didn't do that. I don't do that list.
Oh, of course you didn't. Okay, Oliver Twist, the 1948 version. Young Mr. Lincoln, which I almost rented that last night. I was going to watch it if it was free, but it cost money.
Well,
that stars Henry Ford.
You can watch it on Indieflix.
So I'm going to watch it on Indieflix, Jennifer. This is good to know. Also, we have documentaries on Indieflix, like Tesla, the Master of Lightning. Speaking of David Bowie, he played Nikola Tesla in a movie. The Prestige, I believe the name of the movie was.
Don't
doubt me, Jennifer. I'm on a roll today.
Peter Lorre was in the 1934 version of The Man Who Knew Too Much.
He was probably the criminal, but he wasn't the star. He named him like he was the star of the movie.
I did not do the
West. Jack Kerouac, King of Beats, has a documentary. I think my kids would like that one. They're big Jack Kerouac fans, Jennifer. Women Who Made America? Let's see, what else? Other documentaries they have. Soul Food Junkies? I don't know that one. And then let me give you one more. That sounds interesting, which none of them do, Jennifer.
Stop. Way to promote the product, Jim.
I'm not. Our listeners want us to be honest with them, Jennifer.
And let's just say we don't.
Or anything we say just won't be taken seriously.
IndieFlix, we don't select the films.
And are they added to all the time?
They are.
Very good. So always check back. New movies are added at all times, says Jennifer. And I believe her. Because Jennifer tells it like it is. What's the worst thing that you can think of about the Hunter and County Library?
Our graphic artist.
Good answer. Very quick. Okay, Knitters
Unite. Nothing bad about our
Knitters Unite, Jennifer. This is wrapping up next week, the end of the month, January 31st. We've asked the community to knit scarves and hats for veterans. And boy, did the community respond. They've been taking things over to the Haven North Center all month because that's how many people have been knitting hats and scarves. So thank you to everyone who's doing this.
They're dropping more off today. They're taking them to Sabrina, the Hunterdon County Veterans Coordinator, and she's going to help get them to other veterans.
So they're collecting hand-knit hats and scarves for another week at least to size to fit adult men and general neutral color palette, Jennifer. Both knit and crocheted items are welcome. May use purchased yarn or donated yarn. And we actually have yarn on the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library that you can just take if you're interested in knitting. If you're donating yarn, Jennifer, to the lower level, it either has to be 100% wool or machine washable wool. And
I'm pretty sure the window for donating yarn is over.
Correct.
Okay.
So this information is also on our webpage, hclibrary.us.
But something grew out of this project.
Something did. What did, Jennifer?
A knitting group. Pam McKenzie, who writes the In Stitches Thursday column in the Courier News, wants to start a knitting group on the lower level. It's going to be very informal on the second Monday of each month, beginning Monday, February 8th from 10 to 11:30 on the lower level. And this is just drop in, sit, knit, bring your knitting projects. If you have a knitting problem or a knitting question, bring them and get some advice and some companionship.
We also, a new flyer I just made yesterday, too, that I don't have in front of me, is the Adult Coloring Program.
Yes.
Do you know the date of that off the top of your head?
It is Tuesday, February 23rd, between 6:30 and 8:30. Just drop in on the lower level.
So if you haven't heard, a new craze now is adult coloring books. They find adults find it very soothing and relaxing. I've always found that, Jennifer. I can picture myself doodling in school. It always relaxed me.
Jennifer needs to start coloring.
Doodling instead of doing my schoolwork always helped.
Yes.
So this is adult coloring. Once again, the date was what?
The 23rd.
February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, did you say? Oh, no, it was in the evening.
At 6:30 to 8:30.
And that's in the Bookmark Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have refreshments there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you'll be coloring.
Just coloring and relaxing. And
all right, a good friend of the 100 Chamber Radio, Jennifer, and a good friend of ours, Jack McDade, is coming back to the Hunter County Library Wednesday, February 17th with his Variety at the Library show. This is actually the seventh time he's did his variety show at the library.
And can I tell you, I was in Rite Aid on Monday, and a woman said to me, when is Jack McDade coming back to the library?
Well, now you can tell it.
I told her, and she said, oh, I'm going to be away. Can he come again?
Yes, the year after. Well, he'll be at the North County branch probably later in the year. He usually is. Mm-hmm. So this show features singer-comedian Jack McDade, who, if you don't know, his claim to fame was he was the very first guest on Dick Clark's Bandstand.
Yes.
Very first guest.
Which is
fascinating.
I love the year that Jack died, the year that Dick Clark died, Jack was performing that night at the library. Do you remember?
Yes.
And you and I were, I love this, that you and I are sitting there and NBC calls Jack and says, we're sending a car for you. You want us to pick you up tonight or tomorrow morning?
For the Today Show.
Yes.
And he said, and I saw the interview and he did a great job.
He did. I said, send him now. Let him hear the concert here.
Right. Yes, exactly. Send Matt Lauer out. Okay, so the show features not only Jack McDade, Jennifer, but a cabaret singer, AJ. And Rick Char went on piano. So Jack heads up the talented cast. He presents romantic songs of love, including Gershwin, Kern, Cole Porter, and a host of others. He'll also comment on the ups and downs of romance and love through comedic satire.
And his wife, Anne, is in the audience, and she is an exceptionally good sport.
Yes. Don't miss this exciting performance. It's always well attended every year. It starts at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 17th. So we ask that you call us, 788-1434, and reserve a seat, because this one will fill up, Jennifer.
It will. And it is 11:58, and I hear Jim Gano outside in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Everybody stay safe this weekend. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We only got about a half inch of snow. It's just the ice, so the stuff that fell stuck and iced over, and the roads weren't pre-treated.
Reporter Mike Fortier talking about the conditions, and ahead of what could be a record-breaking snowstorm, the Washington, D.C. area is getting an appetizer of winter weather. Ice started falling last night and caused traffic nightmares around the metro area. The nation's capital could get hit with up to 30 inches, which would break a record of 28 inches set back in 1922. Ben Carson returns to campaigning today after the death of a volunteer staffer. 25-year-old Braden Joplin died Tuesday after a van he was riding in crashed in Iowa. Carson says he'll continue his bid for the White House, quote, with a heavy heart. Sarah Palin is blaming her son's arrest on domestic violence charges to PTSD. At a campaign rally for Republican Donald Trump, Palin told the Tulsa crowd her son, Track, like so many other combat veterans, came back from the war zone much different from when he left. She criticized President Obama's veterans policies. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do?